Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's funny all the time. It's all by the guy, super nice. And I yell, love the new for life.
Please, that sounds great. It's The Lil Show, London Improv Live. With me, Talal Karkouti, your host. And I'm very happy to be back. And not so happy that there's no one else here. But I guess I can... I think I've got an idea. So I'll go here and open up Google Chrome. Reddit.com. Okay. Sign up for a new account. Free. Is it free? Yeah. Okay. Come up with a username. T Breezy. Create password. 23. Confirm password. 23. Must include at least one capital letter. Oh, for fuck's sake. Please confirm password. All right. Congratulations, you have now created a Reddit path, blah 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 blah. What you can do with Reddit is you can post on blah 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 blah. Some people like to do something called an AMA. AMA stands for Ask Me Anything. Normally a celebrity or a well-known person in politics will open up their Reddit to users to ask them anything. Any question goes, and they will answer it honestly. Yeah, I'm pretty famous. Okay, ask me anything. All right, I'll do one of these. All right, Reddit, let's see what you've got. Okay, hello. I'm sure I don't need to introduce myself, but... my name is Talal Karkouti, and I'm the host of The Lil Show, the much-adored worldwide improv podcast. This is your time, your chance, your opportunity to ask me anything. I've lived a rich life. I've traveled the world with Syrian parents. I am well in touch with world politics. I have met many celebrities and acted in movies and TV that you all know. You can ask me about any of this experience. You can ask me a personal question. Go ahead. Try me. Enter. All right, I guess I'll just wait now. And see what comes up. Dr. Listney, this will be interesting. So I'm hoping now that some of you lot, hopefully, you know, if you really, you know, followers of the show, you'll be keeping, I've put my Twitter into my Reddit account, so I think it will send out a tweet or something. So yeah, feel free to jump on there and ask me anything, I guess. Yeah. Oh, there's one now. All right. Asif asks, if you hit yourself and it hurts, are you really strong or really weak? Okay. All right. I was expecting something about my career or my life. But yeah, okay. Interesting one, Asif. All right. If you hit yourself and it hurts, are you really strong or really weak? Well, good question, Asif. Wow. You've got quite a creative mind. I'm guessing he's like a kid or something. Wow. With questions like these, I'm sure you could get ahead in this world. Perhaps you're destined to be a scientist or philosopher or something. But anyway, yeah, I guess if you hit yourself and it really hurts, you're probably really strong because you drink all your milk and eat your greens, and that will make you a big, strong boy. Yeah, so you must be really, you must be like Popeye after he's eating his spinach with those big muscles. So yeah, I don't recommend you hit yourself at home. It's probably quite dangerous, especially if you're not trained fighter / stuntman. But thanks for the great question, Asif. Lots of love. Talal Karkui. There we go. Cool. Another one's just popped up. Great. Let's have a look here. Jamie. Hi, Jamie. He asks, if you had to replace any of your internal organs with a baked potato, which one would you pick? Oh, okay. Good question. I guess. All right. Hey, Jamie. Oh, I was really expecting a question about my interesting career or fascinating life. But hey, any question goes. That's the point of this, isn't it? So if I had to replace, I guess I would replace my stomach with a baked potato, because then I'd never be hungry again. Ha 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 ha. That's a good one. I like that one. Oh, great question, Jamie. Keep it up, bro. Please, I hope the next question is going to be a bit more about me. You're all listeners of my show, right? The Lil Show. I talk quite a lot about my family and stuff on there. But yeah, cool. See you, Jamie. Oh, man, I'm rambling. Talal K. XX. All right, send. All right. Looking forward to the next one. Let's see. Oh, there's another one. If the moon... Jack, this is from Jack. Hey, Jack. If the moon was made of cheese... Oh, for fuck's sake. Which cheese would it be? All right, keep it positive. Keep positive till all. All right. Hey, Jack. Whoa. That was quite a question there. Made my mind spin. I guess if the moon was cheese, it would be something really crumbly, like Wensleydale or goat's cottage cheese. Because don't you just think the moon looks crumbly? Take a good look. All those little holes in it, like someone who's had, you know, acne growing up and picked their spots a bit much. That was mean. I hope that hasn't happened to you. Of course, all skin conditions are acceptable and lovely, and everyone's beautiful in their own way. Haven't you seen those Dove adverts? I bet it would be made out of like cottage cheese, and loads of mice would live on the moon, and they would never be hungry either. And guess what else is great about the moon? There'd be no plastic straws or plastic bags floating around, because they don't have any oceans, so all the ocean animals would be safe. Plus, there's, you know, no evil corporations yet up there, so I bet those mice are pretty happy, Jack. Thanks for the great question. Love, Talal K. X, X. Great one. Okay, cool. Thanks for all those questions. I'm going to take a quick break. Let's have a song. And hopefully by the time the end of this song comes on, you know, some really like fun, interesting questions, you know, about my life will be there. And I can really kind of open up to you guys and tell you a little bit about myself. I'd really look forward to that. You know, I've always wanted to really get down to it and share my real self with you guys. I feel like I'm putting on a character all the time. But nonetheless, let's have a little little number, huh? This is Lou Reed with Vicious. All right, that was Lou Reed with Vicious here on The Lil Show on k2kradio.com or edited down for your podcasting pleasure, wherever you're listening to that. So what's going on? I'm doing an AMA on Reddit, my first time doing that. So let's see how my question's going on. All right, here we go. Oh. Is it okay to drink, this from Simon, is it okay to drink milk through a plastic straw? Okay. Funny, I was just talking about straws. I guess that's it. An interesting, so Simon, I'm guessing you might have kids who go to school and they're still getting their little cartons of milk. Tell me if I'm, but like they're probably still getting their little cartons of milk. And they come with straws, don't they, traditionally? And of course, in this day and age. So, like, if you'd asked me this question maybe a year and a half ago, I would have said, yeah, sure, man, drink it through plastic straw, metal straw, wooden straw, whatever you want, buddy. Bamboo straw. But nowadays, I guess, yeah, that's not the consensus anymore, is it? Santa wouldn't be bringing those kids any presents for Christmas, would he? So, is it okay to drink milk through plastic straw? Interesting question, because what that makes me think. Now, because, you know, the milk at schools, that's all run by a larger industry, the education industry in this country. And industry is not the right word, but they should probably be making choices now about whether they should keep serving those cartons of milk with the plastic straws. They should come up with some solutions. Paper straws, jugs of milk. Schools should have jugs of milk on every shelf. Probably save money doing that, to be honest. Just get fresh. All schools should have their own cow. There we go. This is it. Every school should have its own cow. Government should supply every school with a cow. That cow has its own cow taker. Every school has a cow taker. They look after the cow. They brush it to sleep at night, they give it nice peaceful dreams, they keep it cool and stress free, so it produces lovely, frothy, beautiful, milky milks. And then they give it to the people who work in the canteen, who then pasteurize that milk. Surprisingly easy process, in small batches. Dish it out into jugs, put a jug in every classroom. And the shelves in the corridor. Just put one in every locker, every kid's locker. Jugs of milk, no more straws. Every kid brings a reusable Costa coffee cup that you spend $5.99 on. They're not expensive. You get one of those cups. You wash it out when you get home. You fill that with milk. You keep your milk topped up throughout the day. Steady supply of milk. There you go. Problem solved. Hope that helps, Simon. All right. Let's see what else has come in during the break. Why are some things like forcing a jar, opening a lock, or pulling out the bath plug easier with your weaker hand? And that question comes from Amy. Interesting. Again, guys, these questions aren't really about, you know, asking about me or anything I've really had anything to do with in my life. You know, I'm happy, like, it's called Ask Me Anything. I'm going to answer all your questions, no matter what. But, you know, I'd really appreciate it, you know, if you thought about asking me questions. You know, you could ask these questions to anyone, almost. I'm not really a specialist on this. But, Amy, I guess the answer is, okay, why are things like forcing a jar, opening a lock, pulling it out, why are they sometimes easier with your weaker hand? Well, you know, when you use scissors with your weaker hand, I've always been confused, why do they not work? I have never got that. I don't understand the physics behind that. Why can't I use scissors with either hand? What bloody difference does that make? So I feel like there's a connection there with opening a jar, for example. Now this phenomenon you've described here, Amy, I'm not really familiar with it, to be honest. I've not really noticed that before. Let me try it out. I've got a bottle here with a little forcey, with a little airtight cap on it. So this is my strong hand, my right hand. Open straight away. Lovely. All right, closing it. Oh, it's a lot more difficult. All right, let's try that with the weaker hand. Oh, I have to say that opened a little bit quicker. Let's try closing it. Holy shit, that closed a lot quicker too. Yeah, it's really hard with my right hand. And relatively easy with my left hand. Huh. Maybe it's not my weaker hand. Maybe that's the answer, Amy. There's no such thing as a weaker hand. Maybe my left hand has been lying dormant this whole time. It's waiting for its opportunity. All its life, the right hand has taken the glory, has had all the fun, has had all the fun. My right hand's had all the fun. And my left my right hand's had all the fun while my left hand's been sitting there watching, training. Have you ever watched that movie with that Korean guy who gets locked up for 12 years and doesn't know why, and he spends the whole time training, just doing chin-ups and push-ups and learning kung fu off of old VHS videos and stuff, and then he's finally released and he kills about 3 million people with his bare hands? That's what my left hand is doing, or has been doing for the last 31 years. Inside, I feel a constant twitching. That's my hand doing chin-ups. There's a pulsation that tells me that it's constantly thinking, plotting. One day, you know, it's not necessarily after revenge. That's not what it wants. The left hand, what it wants is glory. It doesn't have to destroy anyone else. It doesn't have to take out the right hand. It will just surpass him. Or her. And then, one day, you know, there's like a bus about to run over a baby. And I come running in with one swat of my left hand. The bus does a backflip. And the baby's safe. Hope that was a good answer, Amy. Thanks so much for the question. I think we actually learned a lot about me there. All the best. Merry Christmas. Love, Talal. K. X, 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 0, X, X, 0, 0, X. All right. Oh, another one's just popped in. Nice. Why do humans... This is from JJ. Hi, JJ. Why do humans have two ears and one mouth and never listen to each other properly and talk loads of shite? Why do humans have two ears and one mouth and never listen to each... You should have put a but in there. So one mouth, but never listen. I'll just edit that for you. But amendment. There we go. All right, JJ, I'll give you another shot at this. JJ asks, why do humans have two ears and one mouth, but never listen to each other properly and talk loads of shite? Good question. Very true. Very prescient. I like that. Well... Good question. Maybe we're making up for something. We're making up for it. You know? It's like, I have one mouth and two ears. Again, we're back to this, like, body jealousy. You know, my left hand jealous of the right. So my mouth is sitting there. It's like, why is there two ears and there's only one of me? Like, what's going on here? So it's doubling down, basically. People never listen to each other properly. Well, yeah, look, that's in this... current climate as well, man. Very interesting, man. No one's listening to each other. We love arguing, but we don't like listening, do we? As a people in general. Always, you know, diving down each other's throats and telling each other that they're wrong. Telling them their opinion is wrong and you have no justification for it. And my opinion is right because, guess what? Everyone I know agrees with my opinion. So I must be right. So you shut up because you're wrong. Unless you start saying the same thing I say, then please, pipe up, keep going. But the question is why?
Maybe we're not taught how to talk properly. But it's hard to teach kids. Have you ever been in a school? Like, they're nuts. I don't know how they do it. Teachers are, you know, on the front lines. It's hardcore work there, man. But like most things, I'm going to, you know, education's come down to, man. And, you know, at home, nurturing your kids. But, you know, if your kid is talking to you, listen. Lead by example. And then, obviously, it's a kid, so everything he's going to say is going to be stupid and dumb, so and wrong. So correct him, or her, or them, or it. But do listen first. See, I was just doing it there. Did you notice? So that's what I'd suggest, JJ. Well, oh, no. I gave you a... My answer, yeah. Bad upbringing. So it's kind of your fault. All right, next in, Fran. Fran, hi, Fran. Thanks for the question, Fran. Why do we need air? Keep it together, man. Keep it positive. Come on, they're just messing around. Why do we need air? Good question, Fran. Air. Oh, boy. Air is important, isn't it? Without air, our oxygen supply would need to come from something else, such as water, sunlight. Do you get it from sunlight? No, probably not. I'll delete that. Such as water, full stop. So I guess we need air because we have lungs. If we had gills, we'd need water. But to answer your question the most simple way, why do we need air? Because oxygen. Thanks for the great question, Fran. Hope you're cool. Love, T. Breezy, a.k.a. Talal Karkuti, a.k.a. Talalaban Karkutables, a.k.a. T. Boz, a.k.a. T. Biz, a.k.a. T. Bone, a.k.a. Talalabananarama, a.k.a. Talalakazam, XXX0XXX0X. One more, and then we'll have another song. All right. Okay, Mustafa. Oh, right, fantastic. Yes, I knew it. Okay, this question is from my father, Mustafa Karkuti, regular contributor to the show. He often does the, what do you bloody call it, the Daddy Issues segment. Great man, wise man, journalist by trade, writer, author, television consultant, film consultant, TV interviewee extraordinaire, mustachioed master of all things mystical. It's Mustafa Karkuti, my father. He must be about to provide us with a really insightful question. Here we go. Mustafa, if you have a leg longer than the other, what would be the other? For fuck's sake. If you have a leg longer than the other, what would be the other leg? Is that your question? I thought you loved me, Dad. This is Shintaro Sakamoto with a song that I can't pronounce because it's a Japanese title. Enjoy.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com.
That's BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the little show.
All right. So, something interesting happened during that song there. Reddit, AMAs, apparently they can take little voice messages. So, let's have a listen. I've got a voice message from someone called Bill. Bill has this to ask.
Is May going to win the vote on Brexit?
Ah, nice. A question that will pry into my deep philosophical political mind. Thank you very much for that question, Bill. Is May going to win the vote on the Brexit? Is she going to win it? What, the Commons vote? Nah, she's not. Because not many people are going to vote for it. Because May's been suffering a steady decline of support from her fellow MPs, not even just the ones from opposite parties, but also from people even in the members of her own cabinet. I've been losing faith in her, and evidentially so far it seems like her negotiating skills have been pretty weak. So I believe that the public, at least among the majority, split amongst two schools of thought. One that with a stronger, more bold and enigmatic leader, we'd be able to negotiate a much better deal for the country. And perhaps there's another school that would say we shouldn't have a Brexit at all, which have been there since the start, obviously. But it seems like maybe that group's grown since the referendum, after seeing all the chaos that has ensued since. But I guess that's my answer. No, she won't. Damn, if you'd asked something about the Middle East, I would have been able to give you a much more interesting answer, but that's the best I got, I'm afraid. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Bill, for the question. Love, T. Breezy, XXX. Cool. I like that. I like the voice note one. Let's do another one. I've got two here. This one's from Will. Hey, Will.
Why do drains smell?
Of course. There we go. Why did I expect anything else? Why did drains smell, Will? Probably because of all the piss and shit in them. Huh? How about that? Humans pee and poo in them. Humans pee and poo in their houses, and that goes into the drains. Animals pee and poo in them. Dogs. Cats, pigeons, foxes, squirrels, rats, mice, hedgehogs, badgers, parakeets, doves, robins, sparrows, blue tits, bugs poo and pee in them, ants, bees, caterpillars, moths, butterflies, worms, beetles, stag beetles, people on a stag do, people on a hen do. So that, Will, is most likely why drains smell. Thanks for the great question. Keep listening to the show. Love, T. Okay, what else? Anything else coming in? Oh, here we go, a new one in. This one's from James. Hi, James. If you had to pick three celebs to fly to Mars with, ooh, who would you pick? Ooh, ooh, I like this. All right, pick three celebs to fly to Mars with, who would you pick? Huh. Okay, I got it. I got it. Okay. A, straight out of the bat, Jack Black. He can do me no wrong. He'll be there for me. Jack Black, we'll both take guitars. Dream come true. Cheesy choice, but it's true. All right, he's coming with me. Second one. Who'd I take? I'm probably going to take Heather Graham. Heather Graham's coming. Heather Graham, you've peaked. You've had your time. You've done the best movies you're going to do. I saw that film that you made. And I don't want to insult you because you're coming to Mars with me. Just come to Mars with me. Mate, it's going to be so much better there. There's not much left for you here. Come with me to Mars, Heather. I will make you happy. I promise, Heather. Okay, so Jack Black, Heather Graham. And then my third one is, you know what? This is for you, Earth. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to take Piers Morgan with me so that you don't have to deal with him anymore. I'd like to see him tweet from Mars. So Piers Morgan will come with me too. And that's not for me, guys. Trust me. I'm not going to enjoy having him there. But you lot, Earth, you're going to thank me. You're going to be grateful. And then you're going to put me in the history books for being the one who took Piers mother flipping Morgan to Mars. And check this out. When we get there, I'm going to hide his helmet and then open up the airlock while me and Heather have our helmets on. And Jack, obviously. And he'll get sucked out into space and it'll be awesome. And we get to watch him freeze. I'll Instagram it for you, and I'll use the Wi-Fi from the rocket before we get off the rocket to make sure I can post Instagram before we get into the Mars colony. And the Mars colony up there is going to be all beds for jumping, beds for sleeping, and beds for other stuff. And then there'll be a big bed garden and big bed stage for putting on shows. Everything will be made out of bed. It'll be like a normal place, but everything's made out of beds. There we go. That's my answer, James. Hope you like that. Thanks for the great question. My name's Talal Karkouti. I do host a podcast, by the way. It's called The Lil Show. Do check it out. It comes out most weeks. Thanks. Love, Talal. Cool. What else we got? Let's have a look. Hey, Talal. Ooh, okay. He says my name in the question. Okay, this is from Adam saying my name in the question. Hey, Talal, what do you want for your sides for Sunday lunch this weekend? Oh, this is from Adam. Oh, it's you, Adam. Hey, Ads. Oh, God's sake. You going to ask me here? Mate, couldn't you just texted me? Oh, for God's sake. All right. Hey, Ads. You know me. You know me, I want parsnips with Nutella spread on them. Chicken, nuggets, the ones from Iceland, and, of course, hula hoops. There we go. Thanks for asking, your mate, Talal. All right, next, what have we got? A new one just came in. Amma. Hi, Amma. Thanks for asking. What do you want to ask? Where does your beard stop and your sideburns end? Okay, now this guy must be a fan because I have a beard. Cool. So my beard stops at my chin at the bottom and my sideburns end at the top bit just before my bald head. There's like a flat bit. I like shave it pretty straight. So there's like a fat, flat bit at the top. That's like the end of my sideburns. And then my beard goes all the way down to my chin. Amma, thanks for the question. All right, here's another one. It's from another James. Okay, hi, James. How tall does a building have to be considered a skyscraper? Cool. Hey, James. Not really about me, is it? But I guess I'll answer anyway, because ask me anything. So, I guess a building would have to be pretty high to be called a skyscraper. Maybe it would even have to touch the sky. You know, that's probably where they got the name from. Skyscraper. Get it? It's scraping the sky. See? Because the top of it tends to be pointy and it scrapes the sky. Well, of course, nothing can really scrape the sky because the sky isn't a solid. It's a gas object. It's actually a mixture of different gas elements all floating around there. Probably mixing a bit, but also not mixing. And clouds, don't forget them. They're in the sky. Well, when does the sky become the sky? If I stick my hand up in the air, am I touching the sky? Is anything taller than me the sky? Probably not, that's a bit low. What about a basketball hoop? Would that be in the sky? You can do a sky hook in basketball. So maybe the peak of that ball's trajectory, the arc, the peak of it would be the sky. Otherwise, why would they call that a sky hook? So let's say the top of a sky hook is the sky. That's probably about 3 Kareem Abdul-Jabbars, and I'm being generous. So, the answer to your question, 3 Kareem Abdul-Jabbars tall. Thanks for the great question, James. My name's Talal. I host a podcast. Do check it out. Love, Talal. XXXXXXXXX circle 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 XXXXX 0000 circle circle 000 XXXXX send. All right, let's do another one. Then I'll play you a little bit more music. Yeah? All right. This one comes in from Riley. Hi, Riley. Hey, Riley. Why do the cars in the movie Cars have door handles? Where are the people? What happened to them? Interesting question there. Not really about me, but I do like Pixar films. Hey, Riley. Thanks for the great question. Brackets. I do host a show, you know. It's called The Lil Show. Check it out sometime. You can listen to it on any podcast app or live on k2kradio.com every Friday at 6 p.m. The Lil Show. That stands for London Improv Live. Anyway, close brackets. I've never actually seen the movie Cars, but I can figure out from the short clips I've seen and just from general context clues that no, you're right, there aren't any humans there. Other Pixar movies, like Toy Story, definitely has humans in it. So do films like Brave and Monsters, Inc. However, Bug's Life only alludes to humans. Oh no, wait, there is a bit where a human steps on a bug. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is, maybe the Cars universe exists within the Monsters universe. Because you know how the monsters live in a monster universe and they go through a portal to get to the human universe? So, what kind of thing is a talking car? Well, if you ask Stephen King, he'll tell you it's a monster. Straight up. So, these cars must live in the Monsters universe. And they've all been rejected by the Monsters, Inc. monsters because they're not monstery enough. They haven't got fur, fangs, claws, breathing fire, poison, knives, or any of that shit. They're just dumb cars. So they told them to F off and find their own place. So they did. They got on a big talking boat and sailed across the ocean to their own place. Big fuck off island where they could build a giant race circuit and all be really narcissistic and, you know, all love that one racer who's, like, apparently really good, probably voiced by, like, Owen Wilson or something like that. I bet you is actually Owen Wilson. If it is, that's genuinely a guess. Anyway, where was I? Yeah, so the Monsters, Inc. monsters banished the cars. They are also monsters. They live in the Monsters, Inc. universe. That's why there's no humans. They're supposed to be scary, but only Stephen King thinks that stupid fucking talking cars are scary. Everyone knows that they're funny. Like that one that was talking to Lindsay Lohan that one time. Thanks for the great question, Riley. You're cool. Keep doing that. Much appreciation. Your favourite host of your favourite podcast, The Lil Show, go to thelilshow.com to find out how to listen to that thing and then listen to it. XXXXX. Talar Kakui. XXXXXXXXXXX. Send. Cool. All right. I think I did that one justice. That's for sure. Let's have another song, shall we?
What show is this again? I didn't hear what you said the first time. What show is it?
The Lil Show.
The Bill Show? Who's Bill?
Yeah.
I'm building all my dreams around you.
You're tuned in to The Lil Show.
We'll never see.
On k2kradio.com.
But nothing's any good without you. Cause baby, you're my centerpiece. I'll buy a house and garden somewhere.
Oh,
along the country road of peace.
At peace, baby. Yeah, I'm answering your Ask Me Anythings on Reddit today. That's what we're doing on the show today. You just had a bit of music. That was Wolfpack, followed by That Handsome Devil with Junkies in Love. And this, of course, is Lambert, Hendrix and Ross. Centerpiece. Okay, some new questions have come in now. Let's get to it. Kit asks, why have you not done more to stop global warming? Huh, okay, well that's about me at least. Hey Kit, thanks for the great question. Before I answer, let me just ask you, have you got any evidence of my lack of effort? Have you got any reason to think I'm not done enough? Nonetheless, you're right. Everyone can do more to stop global warming, let alone recycling, reusing, composting, and all that sort of home-based green activity. One should also be constantly petitioning and rallying and lobbying their local and national governments, as well as massive conglomerate multi-million corporations. For these guys are the real culprits, especially the big companies, who get away with so much because of relaxed laws provided to them by the governments. They create so much pollution, so much waste, and so much contamination in our world that it's hard to even think that an individual, a community, or even a small city could compare. Well, maybe a small city, but still, one factory versus a small city? Come on. Give me a break. Don't mess around. Yeah, I think that's what we should do. Fight, fight, fight. Confront those in power in mass. Make our voices heard. And most importantly, vote with our money. Don't buy goods from big, massive companies who don't need any more cash. Buy local
produce where possible. Of course, we all have our guilty pleasures, and one is not to be demonized for doing so, for having them. But you, if you think that your life is... No. If you think your purchasing choices are funding activities you don't agree with, the first thing you should do is stop funding them. Hope that question was answered sufficiently. Oh, to bring it back to me, why have I not done more? I'm lazy and busy. Lots of love, Talal, the host of The Lil Show. You should really check out my show. Maybe ask me something about that next time. Thanks a lot, Talal Karkuti, XXX000XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX have a look here. This comes from Gary. Hi, Gary. Hi, Gary. Gary asks, does God have a plan for me? Whoa. Wow, does God have a plan for you, Gary? Okay. Well, I guess I can't really answer this without giving my opinion, my personal, giving away a little bit about myself. Well, I guess seeing as you're asking me, Gary, whether God has a plan for you, I should answer from my point of view. Please don't take what I say as gospel. Excuse the pun. You should, of course, form your own opinions and ask those closest to you who know you best. However, you are asking me, so here's my answer. No, God doesn't have a plan for you. God doesn't have a plan for anyone. There is simply no God. At least not one conscious enough to make plans for people. If there was a God, I think it would be more of a ethereal type of energetic, like an energy kind of thing. You know, just kind of like the God of nature, you know, like just how the world works, how nature works, how science works. That's kind of God in a way. It's the start and end of everything. Carbon cycle, death, birth, growth. It all stems from nature, does it not? Question mark. However, if a conscious God did exist, I wouldn't necessarily trust any plan they'd have for you. For if they had a plan for you, that means they had a plan for lots of people. Well, for everyone. So why are some people's plan to be hungry, diseased, famished, outcast, poor, unwell, disabled, low IQs, have natural deficiencies just from birth, mutated, cancer, crime, murder, adultery? Why would any of this, why would any of that be a plan from God? If so, why would not like his plans? So don't give me a plan, please. I'll take it from here. Hope that helped, Gary. Hope this isn't part of a true existential crisis. If it is, like I said before, please seek the love and wise, caring words from those that love you. And trust me, someone out there does love you. Not even out there. Someone close to you does love you, even if you don't think so. Everyone is loved by someone. Even me. Ha 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 ha. Many thanks for your question. Big up yourself one time, rude boy, ya get me. Love, Talala Ban Karkutables, XXX00000XXX. Send. Cool. I thought that went pretty well. Let's see, what else have we got on? Okay, this one comes from Lee. Hey, Lee. How you doing, Lee? Please check out my show, The Lil Show, and then maybe you could ask me something like that. Lee asks, what's my favourite thing about the Neolithic period of the Stone Age and why? Huh. Well, what's interesting there is that he literally has asked, what's my favourite thing? He wrote the word my. So, Lee, you must mean, what's your favourite thing, right? Interesting. So, Neolithic period of the Stone Age. Well, I don't really know too much about the Neolithic period, apart from it refers to a period of British, Irish and Manx history that probably spanned from around 4000 to 2500 BC. Like I said, I don't really know much. But I guess your favourite thing about the Neolithic period? I'm going to go with Stonehenge. Why? Because look at all those big heavy rocks. How do they do that? Hope that helped. Much love, your friend and favourite host of a podcast, Talal Karkouti. XXXX. Send. All right. Let's just see if there's any more. Anything I missed? Dima. Hello, Dima. Lovely name, Dima. Dima asks, what makes a man fall in love? Oh, well, that is a really sweet question. What makes a man fall in love? Hey, I'm a man. Hi, Dima. I'm a man. So I guess you asked the right person. What makes a man fall in love? I would have to say, quite simply, is just being nearby and smiling and like agreeing to talk to them without finding an excuse to leave. If this behavior repeats 3 or 4 times, you can almost guarantee that said man will be in love with said woman or man, as they please. Everyone has their own preference, and that's cool. I like strawberries. Hope that helped, Dima. Keep up the good things and be cool. Lots of love, Talal. XXXXXX. P.S. I think I'm in love with you, maybe? No, forget that. I didn't say that. Bye. Send. Great. Thanks for all the questions, everyone, I guess. So maybe I'm not quite as famous as I thought, or perhaps at least my life isn't. I'm not offended too much by that. I guess, you know, it's as it is, as it's called, ask me anything. And I did, and you did. So good one, guys. One more's just come in, actually. Simon, hi, Simon. How many chickens are there in Petaluma, California? I don't know, Simon. How could I possibly know that, Simon? I've never heard of Petaluma, let alone been to Petaluma. And I would never have guessed that that's a particularly well-known place for chicken rearing. So why would I know that? Why would you think I'd know that? If you really had any idea about me, you'd probably be pretty sure I wouldn't know that. So what brought you to ask me that question? Why couldn't you ask me something like, what was your favourite cereal growing up? Then I could have said, Wheatos. You could have asked me, do you believe in Santa? I could have told you a very interesting anecdote about how I stopped believing in Santa when Santa's presence gradually over a few years got worse and worse until I finally got a bottle of shampoo from Santa. And then my parents told me he didn't exist and I wasn't that upset about it. You could have probably asked me, what is it like, you know, to do improv in Edinburgh? You know, I would have said something along the lines of, it's really hard work, but it's super rewarding and fun if you get audiences in. If no audiences come to your show and you do like 3 shows in a row to a small handful of people, it gets pretty depressing. But those who stick it through and keep positive and keep the faith in their comedy, that energy projects and people pick up on that and will come to your show. So keep a positive mental attitude and everything tends to work out pretty well by the end. And even breaking even or slightly losing a bit of money at Edinburgh is considered a great
success. You could have fucking asked me how much sugar I have in my tea. Two, Simon. Two sugars. Nonetheless, I hope my answer helped. Thanks for the question. Lots of love, Talal. Kokui. So I guess that's it, guys. I'll have to do, huh? I'm going to leave you with one more track from Wolfpack's new album. It's called Lonely Town from the album Hill Climber. I'll see you at the next one. Lil Show out. Peace.
Is the mayor of Lonely Town population one? Population one. Staring a hole in the ground. Staring at the sun. Oh, around. And I'm starting to feel like he might be real. Like he's something who might become.
You're listening to
K2K Radio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.